At Open Window University Zambia, we don't just teach creativity, we unleash it. Whether you dream in code, color, canvas, or campaign, our internationally recognized degrees in creative arts, marketing, and IT are designed to prepare you for the world of work, from creative industries to tech and beyond. With industry standard studios, global collaborations, and expert lecturers who live and breathe creativity, you won't just learn, you'll create your future. Applications for 2026 are now open. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Master new skills and fast track your career with accredited qualifications. Search Open Window University Zambia today to secure your spot.
Happy birthday, Christian Voice. This is your boy, Son of Africa, Ephraim, in the building.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Christian Voice. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, wishing you a happy birthday from Son of Africa.
Son of Africa.
Son of Africa.
Son of Africa.
President Hichilema urges dialogue over Bill 7, warns against street protests. Economist urges creation of new Tazara management team for revitalized railway. And Catholic bishop hits out at Nigeria's failure to rescue abducted school children. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over the planned demonstrations against the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, questioning why some groups want to push children into the streets instead of using lawful avenues to resolve grievances. President Hichilema said those opposed to the bill should utilize institutional mechanisms, including the courts, to challenge the legislative process rather than resorting to protests. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, the head of state warned that street demonstrations could result in disturbances that may negatively affect the livelihoods of Zambians. This is why the president's office has invited all aggrieved parties to sit around the table for dialogue, said President Hichilema. He expressed surprise that some of the people now calling for protests are the same ones who previously petitioned him to initiate constitutional reforms. President Hichilema emphasized that disagreement should be handled through constructive engagement. And President Hakainde Hichilema has reiterated his administration's commitment to improving the lives of Zambians, saying the agenda has remained consistent since the United Party for National Development, UPND, assumed office in 2021. President Hichilema said his government has been focused on rebuilding the economy through strategic partnerships and investments, which are now beginning to yield positive results. Mr. Hichilema expressed gratitude to Zambians for the patience they have shown as the UPND government continues to address the economic challenges inherited in 2021. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialubalo, says the 1 million kwacha contribution from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is intended to support the electrification of key public institutions in rural and peri-urban areas as determined by local authorities. Mr. Sialubalo says his ministry, in collaboration with the Ministry of Energy, tasked the Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, with formalizing cooperation with local authorities through Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs. Speaking when he delivered a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Sialualo said all 156 constituencies have signed agreements with AREA, with 376 sites proposed for electrification. The purpose of these MOUs was to formalize collaboration between local authorities and AREA and to define roles and responsibilities of each party in executing rural electrification projects funded through CDF, said Mr. Sialualo. Mr. Sialualo said to date 22 projects are under implementation and 10 projects, including one grid extension and 9 solar installations, have been completed in Solwezi West, Rufunsa, Lumezi and Chililabombwe. He also highlighted that as of 31st October 2025, REA had signed MOUs with all 156 constituencies, receiving a total of 373 proposed electrification sites. Following the review, 11 of the submitted projects did not qualify for on-site technical assessments due to submissions of privately owned facilities contrary to CDF guidelines, which prioritizes public infrastructure, said Mr. Sialualo. The minister noted challenges from high infrastructure costs and limited local funding, but highlighted a planned bulk solar procurement program to accelerate electrification in 127 constituencies that have not yet used their 2023-2024 CDF electrification allocation. He has urged members of parliament to engage communities in identifying priority electrification projects. Economist Yusuf Doudia has called for the establishment of the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Line Authority, TAZARA, management team that will be responsible for the maintenance of the revitalized railway line. Mr. Doudia's remarks follow the $1.4 billion landmark agreement signed last week by China, Zambia and Tanzania to rehabilitate the TAZARA Railway, aimed at boosting copper exports and fuel imports through Tanzania. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Doudia noted that TAZARA's existing leadership appears heavily influenced by political interests and is therefore not operating the institution effectively. The biggest historical challenges have been inadequate maintenance and the absence of a commercially driven management team, said Mr. Doudia. He emphasized that the maintenance must be treated as a priority and that the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, working with its Tanzanian counterparts, should establish a TAZARA board to supervise the incoming management team. Mr. Doudia further said that restoring and improving the railway line is vital, describing it as the country's economic lifeline, stating that rail transport is significantly cheaper than road transport, which can lower the cost of doing business and enhance trade.
Commercially, more cost-effectively, and more profitably, and benefit both Zambia and Tanzania. I believe that with the Chinese coming on board with a 30-year concession, the management and maintenance of TAZARA can be further enhanced through the tripartite oversight mechanism which can be put in place. So I have very good expectations, and I hope that we learn from our past mistakes to avoid falling into the same problems.
Agriculture expert Oliver Abulaya has urged government to look beyond political affiliations when allocating funds to youths in the agriculture sector. His remarks come after Minister Councillor at the Zambian Embassy in Belgium, Charles Maboshe, encouraged young people to take advantage of the new 36 million euros financing agreement aimed at empowering youth in agriculture. Speaking in an interview with RTV News and Lusaka today, Dr. Bulaya said government should focus on youths already active in agriculture and offer proper training to those who wish to join the sector regardless of their political beliefs. When young people are interested in agriculture, they commit and get involved in various value chains. Support should therefore go beyond politics, because giving funds to individuals who are not interested in agriculture can negatively affect the country's productivity, said Dr. Bulaya. Dr. Bulaya said the assistance has come at an appropriate time, aligning with the nation's goal of increasing agricultural production by 2031, and that youth participation can contribute significantly to achieving this vision. He further urged the government to collaborate with other stakeholders in the agriculture industry to identify committed youths who need funding and to develop climate-smart agriculture programs that promote sustainable farming practices.
One of the major challenges our farmers are facing, and which is inhibiting, you know, off-season cropping or irrigation, involvement of our smallholder farmers in irrigation. And it is important that some of these resources could be channeled towards specific groups of farmers empowering